The Traveler's Journal, September 22nd. Daring to enter Damascus. The capital of Syria may be the world's oldest continuously inhabited city. Founded more than 5,000 years ago, it was captured by Muslim Arabs in the year 635 and established as a citadel of their empire and faith. Unlike the other great capitals of the Middle East, Damascus has been isolated from modernizing influences for decades by its radical leaders, and it retains a truly ancient feel. The heart of Damascus lies within the crumbling Roman walls of the Old City, an area a mile and a half square. It's bisected by Bab Sharqi, the street where St. Paul was said to have regained his sight. Inside is the citadel and the great Umayyad Mosque, one of Islam's holiest places, itself built on the ruins of a Roman temple. Its long pillared hall houses a shrine said to contain the head of St. John the Baptist. Outside the mosque is the red-roofed mausoleum of Saladin, foe of the Crusaders. The Azim Palace was seat of the Ottoman Turks, who ruled Damascus until World War I. Also in the old quarter is the Hamadiya Souk, the covered labyrinthine warren of alleys, where hundreds of vendors sell items of every description. Syria remains a controlled, secular country. Yet, walking the streets of its ancient capital, a visitor can't help but develop an appreciation for the eternal nature of the human spirit, as well as the transitory nature of political regimes. Visitors also appreciate TravelersJournal.com, our site on the World Wide Web. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.